Doree Kemsley says, "What's on my lung is on my tongue," and a whole lot more in tonight's part one of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Reunion, Season 7, Episode 19, now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers, and we're ready to talk about part one of this reunion. Lots to say and a full panel to discuss. I'm your host, Grants _Rants, over on Twitter. And joining me,
I'm Jennifer Leone, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV.
What's up, everyone? I'm Thomas Rulina. Find me everywhere at Thomas Rulina.
Hey guys, happy Easter. We all got our bunny ears on today.
Okay. Why the hell not?
Why the hell not?
And my name is Chris Valentine. You can find me on Twitter at aka Golden Boy and my website chrisvalentine.la.
As well as serving ears, these two men are always serving jackets. If you're watching on YouTube, you'll see that these two are always bringing a different jacket in. Yeah. So much so that I was looking at some at Zara over the weekend. I'm thinking of starting a competition.
Yes. Let the games begin.
Yeah, we could take them off if you want, whatever.
Okay, it's all good. Whatever. Okay. I feel like I'm going to be so distracted that I talk so much.
But it's like,
if we have something serious to say.
Like this. Yes.
It was Jenna's idea. It was a great idea.
Oh, and was it
we
my
tried
idea?
A theme.
I'll take a Snapchat right now, you guys.
And I was feeling blue today. I thought, oh, how perfect. Perfect, the bunny ears will match.
Yes.
You know? So you're getting them.
Thank you. Yes. Snapchat. Well, we've got some comments on the show, some good news and gossip, and some predictions all on the show. So let's get it started talking about Dorit. Her opinion of Erica is one of the first topics to be dropped. She says that, you know, Erica came at her like she had a stone cold wall up. And Dorit claims that she wouldn't have worn that t-shirt dress. We're going all the way back to the t-shirt dress.
Bad. And you know what's so funny about that is these t-shirt dresses, that streetwear is just 100% what's in right now. Yeah. Like if you go to a club and you wear a tight dress, now people are kind of looking the other way. You have to look like streetwear, like what Kim Kardashian's wearing.
It's very Kim. Yeah.
It is. It just is.
I think as much as I like Dorit, I think she probably wished she would have worn that Moschino t-shirt.
Ooh,
I did. And if she knows runway as much as I think she does, I think she knew that was a Moschino off the runway t-shirt. So I think it was just a battle of, you know, not having to have worn that.
Yeah.
And part of it is Dorit was new to the show, and I think she needed to make a scene. She needed to start something up in a way. Everything that she and PK does is a little subtle. They kind of play the Lisa Vanderpump card where I'm just kind of joking and making light of things. But
British
in
humor.
A way, exactly. But she's kind of making inroads to the show. She's trying to create a little bit of a scene somewhat.
Yeah.
So I think that was part of it. You know,
as we talk about fashion, let's take a look at some of the looks from tonight's reunion. We have a photo that we can pop up there in a moment. And let's think about who we were feeling and who we weren't in this look. There they are.
Yeah. Can I just say, what happened to the gowns? You know, didn't they used to do gowns?
Yeah.
That's
back in
true.
The 80s.
Honey, this show's 7 years old.
But, you know, Kyle's look, I noticed right off the bat, it was very informal.
Yeah.
Compared to years past. Yeah, I don't know. The look of the set is very Asia. Thomas, you were saying, what is it, Chinese themed?
Well, he pointed out that it was a mode to Hong Kong.
Right.
So,
okay.
Yeah, I got a very Chinese vibe with that. But I think sometimes the producers have them. There's like a specific theme they're sticking with, because that one year on Atlanta, everyone was wearing white. That wasn't a coincidence.
Yes.
So
yeah.
I think maybe they said, all women wear mini dresses. I'm not sure, but yeah, no long gowns.
Well, at least we didn't have like one of those episode reunions where they were wearing the same dress, the same gold lame. Remember Lisa Vanderpump, and was it Erica, I believe?
Yeah, in the interview. Yeah.
So right away, Cohen points out, we've got two pairs of shoes, and I'm like, well, this has kind of happened before. But I thought Erica's look tonight was incredible. I also like Dorit's dress. Anytime you can go with gold and white, I'm all in. I love it. It's glamorous. It was shiny. It almost looked like, I don't know if it was because the ladies were leaning in, which you're supposed to do on a couch. You know, you're taught that. But it almost looked look, I hate to say this, it looked like maybe Erica wasn't wearing a bra. Now, I know she was, don't go crazy on me. Don't go crazy on me, because she did say I'm wearing underwear tonight. And I'm like, well, are you wearing a bra, honey? Because, so don't be angry, but they looked fabulous. It's just like the way they were sitting.
So I like that observation.
Just
that's really
a bit of humor, darling.
Yes.
The way they were leaning, it just looked like they were, you know, down to here.
Can I just say, though, I actually disagree.
Ooh.
I know for
I
the
had
first
a feeling
time
you were
ever.
Gonna do that.
I want to talk about your summer dress, so if we can weave that in, because you look stunning.
Oh, thank you, baby.
As always, so spring.
But let's talk about these women.
Yes.
I like Lisa Vanderpump. I liked how just kind of classic it was and little shimmer with low cut. And she, I mean, she stayed away from pink. And I don't know, I like it. I thought Dorit looked like a mummy. I
heard
really,
you out there.
Yeah, it was like this dark, like mummy vibe.
Well,
like Brandon Fraser was coming out.
The strings were a little distracting. But my look that I liked was Eileen. I like a classic black dress.
Love
this
it.
Is perfect.
Yeah. Very
that
elegant.
Is perfect.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to say I really enjoyed Lisa Rinna's dress.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I really did. I was waiting for someone to take mine. But I think, you know, if you look at it, she's popping on the sofa. So
she really is.
I think that dress is really pretty because you can wear it over and over again.
I think she has made.
She does.
Which she probably did after. I'm sure she bought that for... I'm hoping she bought that for tonight.
Maybe.
She has said that she wears the same dress over and
she
over
does.
And over.
She does. I mean, even if you watch the beginning of the show, she wears the same dress at least three times, and also the moment where they do the diamond. She wore that in your picture, Chris.
Yeah, we went to that Fashion Awards, and I was going to tell you.
I took that picture, by the way.
I invited Jenna to come to one of these Fashion Red Carpet Awards, and I swear I have seen that dress.
It's the dress.
So many times.
She owns
but
it,
that's
though.
Okay.
She does. She owns it.
We all
she
can wear
it.
A new dress every single night.
No,
or,
we
know,
love her. I love
least,
her.
Yeah. But
same hair. Though.
It's all Harry Hamlin's fault. I always say, because, you know, she says Harry Hamlin is cheap. Maybe that's why she has to keep her in the same dress over and over.
He can
be. Doesn't this woman have a clothing line?
I mean, Lisa Rinna.
Yes. I'm just saying.
Yes. She needs, like, own it, like, hats. Like, you know, she needs something.
No, but she makes all that money on QVC. I mean,
I wanted
to
wear something a little bit more spectacular. Yeah, I do like the color. It does pop. I want to see something more shiny and Beverly Hills and
like that Tesla.
Top.
Like that.
Yeah, I know, right? Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's probably least, by the way. I know we talk about cars all the time.
I don't know. I think if I had to peg who has real money, I'd say Harry Hamlin, because he has these shows.
Really?
He has a successful career where we can see, like, obviously this man is cashing checks.
Why can't he buy a new couch, though?
Oh.
I mean, that house.
That house needs more than a new couch. Whew.
I do think the gold Bentley is paid and bought for. I think
really?
The Tesla is a new one every 3 years. It's just the way Harry Hamlin is.
That's likely. Yeah, that's likely that they would lease. Leasing is very popular in LA. I wouldn't be surprised. And I mean,
can you lease a Bentley? I don't know.
You probably can.
And it did come up, though, $230. He said they spent $230 on it. So I'm thinking when they say that's what they paid for it, it was bought.
It's a lot.
Yeah. It's worth it.
Yeah, definitely. I love
not
cars.
Not in LA, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'd be so afraid.
I just have to say, since I love cars, I love how Lisa Vanderpump was like, I drive a Rolls Royce. So
that's the thing.
I love that
loved
moment.
Lisa Vanderpump basically has said she will not leave Beverly Hills. So Grant, if you are not, if you're going to stay in that little enclave and be safe and use valet, you could use the car.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I would take the Bentley to maybe North Hollywood. But
No. Well, I don't like to take my own car.
At least make sure the driver stays with the car somebody, right?
Yeah.
And they all have staff.
Yeah.
We'll go into that, I'm sure.
Dorit, what is she talking about? She says that she definitely didn't want to pick a fight with Erica at any point in the season, as she claims. She says they just started off on the wrong foot. And that everything is just a playful, funny joke.
Mm-hmm. British humor.
Yeah.
I felt she was being honest in that scene because all of these women do.
Really, Chris?
I do.
Do you know why?
Do you know why? Because she's.
Yes, I want to know why.
Is this like a view moment?
I love it when you question me. Go ahead, go deep. Let's go all in. But, you know, these women all do know each other from the same social circles. And she brought that up right away. She says, you know, we have the same friends. I really thought we were going to hit it off right away. And I believe that.
Maybe until she saw how fabulous she was. And felt a little threatened.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe she just set her expectations. You know, I feel like I'm guilty of that with certain people. Like, if people in common, perhaps, you know, give, I don't know, someone that I've either worked work with, or maybe someone who is around here. And, you know, we just identify on things that we have in common, but we just don't click personality-wise. And maybe that was Dorit's strategy in this show, and it just didn't work for her.
It didn't work, yeah.
So maybe just that was the problem. I don't know.
You know what? Maybe.
Yeah.
And part of it was, I think she was trying to find an end to be on a reality show and create a little bit of drama. So she had to balance it, and it didn't play out too well.
I could see that.
The joke
she
went,
did a good right, job overall of overcoming what it takes to be a housewife. I do have to commend her on, you know, putting herself out there, creating storylines for herself, making her somebody worthy of talking about, rather than people that we've seen in the past that, you know, couldn't sustain even, who was on the last one?
Catherine Edwards.
You know, she tried, but I feel like with Dorit, I have to commend her for her performance.
Yeah. Good point. Yes.
Yeah, Dorit definitely did not fall flat.
Mm-mm.
Like
no.
She definitely didn't. Hold on for her. Later on. Erica says that there's a drop of truth in every joke to make it funny. And I think that's kind of true. I mean, my brand of humor, I'm not a comedian, but for the hell of it, I always try to like, I like things that are funny and true because I just think it's more true to life. You know, things that are like a funny observation, but real.
And we're not in a no bullshit type, I don't know, type of vibe right now. Like any comedian out there that's trying to just kind of be fake, I feel like anyone's gonna call you out in a minute.
Yeah, they see right through you.
Yeah, everyone just sees right through everyone.
And I do think there is a drop of truth in these comedic remarks.
Oh, totally. That has to be.
Yeah.
Right. So Dorit says that her, not strategy, but what she was looking to do is to try to take the seriousness out of all these situations. But, I mean, these situations don't seem that so serious, do they? I mean, we've lived in someone's lack of underwear for 19 weeks, but, you know, anyway.
Yeah, I wonder if actually secretly they go and have tea afterwards and just laugh and be like, how long can we drag this on for?
Yeah.
This is like Pantygate in last season was the Munchausen. So every season that we've seen has had like a theme to it.
I feel like though that was a lot more serious and Yolanda really truly felt that way. Where in this case they might just be actual friends behind the scenes.
Andy asked Erica, do you think that what did you mean when everything you say is important and all of the stuff that Dorit says is stupid shit? And then Erica said, well, Dorit talks too much, like obviously. And even Lisa Vanderpump had to agree. Chris, what's going on? I feel like I have something to say.
I did have something to say.
Sorry.
Just going back to what we were just talking about, when they opened the season and PK literally said, I didn't mind The View, that is so explosive to me because that had to affect his wife. It had to affect Dorit. Eric is going to be affected right away because we talked about this before. Tom probably, you know, when he find out or is going to find out, that is going to be huge. So that was like he didn't start the season off on the right foot. That was major. And he even said something before that. What am I going to do? Ask you to close your legs? You probably should have done.
Or we just moved. About that.
But you don't tell your wife, I didn't mind The View.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, that had to upset Dorit.
Trashy.
Unless that was intentional. You never know.
The way he was talking tonight seemed valid and reasonable, and he sounded more like a human being.
Because he probably saw the entire season petrified.
Like an idiot. Yeah.
Well,
we'll
get to
too
him.
Much. It
we'll
too
get
much.
To
but I, again, I think they're trying to create a reality scene. This was his first reality, you know, time on this reality show. So, you know.
Yeah.
It just kind of blew out of proportion.
Eileen confirms that she knew that there was no ill intent towards her with the back and forth and Erica at that dinner, and she believes it.
I love all that.
Yes, as she offered Eileen her the glam squad as a peace offering. Nice, you know. They have a genuine friendship there.
There's just two genuine girls that just can hash things out, understand when the other is meaning for a fight or when they are just genuinely, you know, accidentally said something. Because that can happen. And it just, I feel like it takes one to really start a fight.
Speaking about starting, maybe not a fight, but it seemed that there was a lot of pushing on Erica to disclose more information on her son.
Totally.
And it was kind of like, I think that it was disrespectful, especially when Andy had to jump in with his own personal question. You know, Erica admitted she has a real life fear of this, and what woman who has, she mentioned, what woman, man, whomever, who works in law enforcement would have that. You know, she feels a sigh of relief when she hears him pull the driveway. That's enough. I don't think there's a need to keep asking her. She's not going to go there. She's going to respect her son's wishes, so
Was he hoping for another blowout from her?
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Absolutely.
We were talking about this. And did, what
a lot.
Didn't you have a better thing that he should have asked her? What was the question? Because like, yeah, that's what we should have gone
well,
with.
Well, I mean, you can... Well, I wouldn't give out my secrets on how I interview, but I mean, you can easily get... You don't say too much. You let them say it. So if you want them to go a different route, you'd probably get one of the other girls to say something to her.
And I think
and
that
then
will
that's how she he can get that reaction out of her. She's not going to give you that reaction just by talking to her like that. If he got Dorit to say something, I'm sure she would say something to Dorit.
That's the way to go. Pit the girls against each other.
Sorry,
keep it between the women.
I'm actually a nice girl. Sorry, guys.
I like when we learn a little bit more about LVP, and she talked about how her parents never told her that they loved her, and so she had the adverse effect on her kids with showering them with love and affection. They got into the comment of parenting. Why don't we see more of this on the show about Lisa Vanderpump's backstory?
Well, first of all, boo-hoo-hoo, I'm so sorry, your parents... You know, that's the English way, first of all. Secondly, I have not seen Lisa Vanderpump shower the son with a lot of love and emotion until he keeps threatening to say he wants to find out who his real mother is and his real father. Then all of a sudden, he gets a house. All of a sudden, he gets these things. And I'm like, why did it take so long for him? Where's the daughter got this... What, multi-million dollar house?
Yeah, furnished.
And I'm thinking the timing seems suspect to me.
Oh, that's a good observation.
Why all of a sudden is she nervous about losing him?
See, I never thought about it like that because I thought that whole storyline about his birth parents was for TV. I just thought it was always BS. My grandmother asked me about it. She was like, oh, did they ever revisit that? And I was like, I thought about it. I was like, no, they never did. It was just such a plot point to me. I thought it was all, you know, just for television.
Just
but that's a good point, though.
The timing. You know, he's working like a slave. I get that you should start at the bottom, work your way up, be a busboy, whatever. But it's just the timing of her deciding, oh... we really need to get... You're talking to her husband. We really need to get him a house. It's time. He's waited long enough. It's just right when he keeps saying he wants to find out who his real family is.
But so I like that.
In Lisa's defense, I mean, we only see what we see when she's doing stuff like that. We're not there on the day-to-day basis. So, I mean, it's a good observation, but who knows, really?
Right.
Erica talks a little bit more about her upbringing and how she had to handle a lot at a young age and was thrust into adult situations for her mother. And, you know, I think that really speaks to a lot of her character.
Yes.
Yeah. And that was nice to learn more.
Yeah.
I mean, she could have turned out way worse. So I don't think she's bad at all. I think she's great, and she rightfully should act that way.
I love that quote where Erica says, "I learned how to talk to people." When her mother would send her out or call for the audition, when her mother would send her into the store, that is true. If she's pushing her out, it maybe was too young to be doing all these things, but she did learn how to talk to people, and she did give her mother that, you know.
To go off
compliment.
Of that, I mean, I was asking for an agent when I was 5, and my mom told me, okay, you can go and make those phone calls, and I said, well, I might as well just wait until I'm like 10, and I can actually get like the real roles on Disney, okay? Like, that's how I thought. She was like, no, I'm going to go out and I'm going to actually do it. And she did it. So that, to me, stood out more, that she, like, really went above and beyond even that at that age. Because I was coming up with excuses. Like, I'm like, I'll do it. Sure, Mom. But I was like, yeah, if you really want to do it, you're going to do it.
These kids that make it, though, they almost always show how not just the parents help, but the grandparents help and the aunt and uncle. And it's a huge support system.
Well,
and let me tell you, when you are young, when you're 5 or 6, you need a mother who probably is not going to have a day job taking you to these auditions all day long, every single day. So
the
it's
Lindsay
a
Lohan
huge
effect.
Yes.
The Jenner.
Those are the kids that make it, though. Those are the kids that make
it's
it.
It's true.
So it
and also make it really messed up in the head, though. I mean, what do you want? My mom's opinion of that is, you know, they sell their kids. Anytime I bring up a Jenner or something, she's like, oh, she sold her children. You know, that's kind of how that mindset is. It's
one or
the other.
Really care for
and Erica
any of them,
did
so,
struggle. If you watched the video packet last night on Dancing with the Stars,
they
showed her whole life story of her moving to New York at a young age and doing it all herself and really not getting anywhere. Coming to LA for an audition, that's what when she, you know, she finally met Tom, but it really didn't take off until she had that support system of Tom and the money behind her. it is expensive.
It takes money to make it. It takes money to make money.
You need support.
It's great that she learned how to talk to people.
You need support. Absolutely.
That was great, but
There's no way. Yeah. And especially right now, today, no way. You can't make it on your own. I'm sorry. I don't care who you are.
It's so true. I mean, it takes so long. Like, look at Erica. I mean, you know, she even say her age. I don't want to give the wrong number, but I mean, you know, and look how long it took her.
50. Didn't she just have a big birthday? 50?
Yeah. I feel like it's 50, yeah. And she said, last night on Dancing with the Stars, I feel like I just now made it. I finally made it. Thank you, God.
Good for her.
But it took a long time.
Yeah, you don't really see a lot of stories like Erica, so it's kind of nice to see that later. It doesn't matter, really. It's just the right timing, the right moment, and you can do anything.
Yeah, and I love how she doesn't do excuses. She's like, look, I was a cocktail waitress. I did this. I met my husband. I have respect for him. And she's boom, boom, boom. It is what it is.
She was destined to do what she's doing now. And it's really great to kind of see, like, somebody later in their life pursue their dreams. And Dancing with the Stars, I'm sure if she wins it, hopefully she does, that'll be so amazing.
Erica's 45, by the way.
Oh, 45.
We should make sure that we say that. But still, you know what, though? I mean,
if she does bring the Mirror Ball trophy, that would be amazing. I hope she does win.
I love how she said, I'll bring it to Bravo. I'll bring it home.
Yeah.
Because it is home.
Yeah. It's always, like, that's what's great about Beverly Hills is that we talk about people's, like, career in the entertainment business. No other really city delivers that. They all, you know, what's her face, Sheree's pushing her son in front of the camera, but like, it's like not the same where these women, even at all these ages, someone like Kyle starting as a child, now Erica is at this point in her life, and just the road of getting to that point is so different, vastly different for everyone.
So many of the girls though on The Real Housewives of New York have said, like Bethany, they started off just like Erica as a cocktail waitress at these high-end hotels here in Beverly Hills.
Okay, where do I need to sign up?
She's not the only one. They all knew each other. Right. It was like teenagers.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah,
that's
so they
funny.
Hire Bethany these Frank, and they,
I know what you're talking about.
They get a husband to help them out. I'm not
saying
that's
the path.
All
right, wait, let me take notes. Hold on.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of them say that's how it worked for them.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
So... yeah,
it can happen to anybody.
The competition is fierce.
Right,
but you know
you
what?
Need someone to bankroll you because the reality is, you know, doing what I do, like sitting in an office and being an assistant on the corporate side, is not going to help me to be able to be at Erica Jayne. You know what I mean? It's like you have to have someone that bankrolls that so you can go and hustle in the streets.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. So,
but you know what? Reality. Whoever says that's the way now, in 10 years, it'll be something different.
That's right.
Even in a year, it'll be something different. I mean, especially with our careers and hosting and anything, it's just constantly changing. So, I mean, if you think you have it, trust me, you don't. And, every single 6 months, there's going to be something new to do.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I can really relate to Erica because for whatever reason, I always felt like I would be able to be more relevant or perhaps more involved in the scene than when I'm older. I always felt my success was coming way later, like past the prime, like just it's a slow burn to get there. I just have that feeling. I don't know what it is all about. I'm not trying to be a celebrity, but I just feel like being able to anchor a great radio show or to be in the public space, I feel like that's coming like down the line.
That's
you put in the work for it too, so I definitely think that I definitely see what you're saying.
It's realistic.
I'm not
more
expecting
than
it,
you know someone who's like, oh, I'm gonna get it in a year, I'm gonna win an Oscar, you know, that's something not real compared
to that is
to
why
you.
Erica is such a huge inspiration, Grant, because she did it later in life, and I do feel she loves Tom, and a lot of these women do love their husbands. That's so important. I'm not saying go out and take advantage of somebody.
Well, some guys want it.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
don't discredit them.
I really do like to think that Erica is really, you know, in love with her husband. I mean, look, they've been married since 1999.
Right. She dedicated 12 years to being the wife and helping him in his career and going to those dinners and being there for him. So I think she was, I do think she's
and
committed.
And he's not 96, like, you know, Anna Nicole Smith.
Oh my God,
I mean, he
I
might
miss
be
her.
80.
I miss
her
so
Anna
much.
Could have been, Anna
the
could have been nicer.
The references tonight are on fire.
Massimo.
It is a lit in the beginning of the show.
I know. I'm only talking about my like who I think I'm gonna make it, guys. Like, God.
I know.
Eileen is saying that she is not stupid when it comes to the British humor that was slung her way from Lisa Vanderpump.
Thank you, Eileen.
Yes, that you know she Eileen likes to say that she took the high ground, which automatically means the other chick took the low ground, and she's like, "Look, you said stuff in your interviews, and I saw, and I was right the whole time." And Lisa Vanderpump did apologize, but it was buried. I mean, it was like, "Oh, I'm sorry about that." Next, like it was quick. Mm-hmm. Lincoln, you missed
I'm surprised she said she's sorry because she does it so much. But Eileen never buys it. I mean, it's got to be sincere.
It's the way that Lisa does it, too, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And the confessionals later where she didn't mean any of it. And you get to, you know, the other women see that. And, like, why wouldn't you be off-put on Eileen? Of course.
You can only do it for so long. Yeah. I mean, come on.
LVP and Lisa Rinna, they had a moment, a powerful moment, over the death of the helicopter pilot. Is that correct?
Yes.
They shared a mutual friend. Yeah, I remember, like, one night I was just going through my Instagram and I was looking and I was just reading all these, like, condolence comments, and that's when I had found out. So when we were watching it back, I was like, oh, this is the moment. But I had no idea that Lisa, the both Lisas, that was a mutual friend. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was just Lisa Vanderpump's friend.
Yeah, and we never got to see the moment. So we really didn't know what happened, but they said they shared some kind of moment together. I don't know what that is. Maybe they had lunch and they met up or they talked on the phone. I don't know, but they did cry over it or something. They had a moment together.
It had to be intense for Lisa just to continually start crying, and she doesn't cry.
How horrific, though. That makes me not want to go in a helicopter, even though it is on my bucket list. It's just you never know.
Yeah, leave it to Thomas to find the social media connection.
I'm on it.
You know. Dorit, the light was shined on her parenting, the multiple nannies. She says that she admitted she needs coverage around the clock. Well, you got it. And she's then they played this
Wait,
video.
Let's talk about that.
Okay.
I like it.
I agree. I think these women need help.
We're horrible on this.
I know.
I don't get help with anything. Are you kidding me? You don't need all these people.
You don't need it.
No, you really do. Grant.
Do you need 25 Birkins?
It'd be a luxury to have.
At least 3 gardeners. You need masseuses.
Depending on your property. Let's not put a number on it.
But let's be real. This woman doesn't work. This woman doesn't work. What does she need all this for?
She has a swimsuit line.
She has to look great for her husband. They're traveling around the world helping Boy George make money.
I'm the chair umpire in this tennis match. I'm just like back and
forth. They're going all over the world, Grant. You have to have somebody take care of the kids. The kids come first.
I can guarantee you, Dorit, that I work more hours than you.
It's a different lifestyle. And for Erica to say...
I don't have kids, though.
For Erica to say, can I borrow a maid? God. I don't... Like, what? Yeah. Erica, please. You don't have any maids. I don't buy that for a second. So
she
I think
they... probably needs an extra.
They all have staff. God, I mean, Erica has 3 people helping with her makeup alone.
She said that it takes like $40,000 a month to be Erica Jane. Like,
did she say that tonight?
Good to have a
previously
number on
in
it.
An article in People, I believe. Yeah.
It probably costs a lot more with the filler and everything.
Just to say, though, that maid...
I think she's just paying the staff.
Just the staff.
That made
Dorit,
like, special.
I want to talk about that, too.
Dorit, what are you doing with all these people?
It made her special. What housewife do we know in a long time that has, like, 95 people working for her? So even though I felt like she delivered in that aspect because she did separate herself from everybody here on the sofa. Even Erica Jane, who has an amazing life. I mean, she doesn't have... I mean, I don't know how much staff she has, but Dorit really made that her thing. And I think if you're going to be on Housewives, you got to have a thing, and that was her thing.
Yes.
That's a full-time job.
I don't believe
show.
You need all that help. I do not believe it. Just not there for it.
So wait, do you think that it's fake? She's just saying it?
No, I think I think someone's really paying those people. And
she didn't cast people for the intro.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, what?
No, I just don't see how it's financially conducive to pay all those people
that. Okay, hold on.
You know, to have
Let's
help around
a
the clock.
Let's ask a women's perspective. Jenna, if you had 2 kids and you're on a reality show, wouldn't you want at least a few nannies
What reality
to help you?
Show am I on?
Housewives. Housewives. Okay. Housewives. Don't you need some help to take care of the little ones?
110%.
Thank you. Because you couldn't do it yourself?
Not just that, but I mean, I wouldn't want kids, so I'm not going to be with them.
We've seen that before on these shows. What do you think about Dorit's accent missing in that 2013 video?
That's so great.
I was waiting for that. That's who I thought, again, I feel like I've been a broken record this whole time we've been doing the after show. I thought that's who Dorit was. Mm-hmm. She was going to be this entrepreneur, fashion line, working, doing all this stuff. And maybe next season we'll see that from her. But in the clip,
Her face looked different too, didn't it?
Yeah, she looked different. different.
She looks better now.
Yeah, which I feel like she just had her thing back then, and now she's just kind of like, you know, a true housewife. But I wish we would have seen that whole thing.
Well,
yeah, I agree with you. Yeah.
Yes. Well, let's take a quick moment and get to this real quick for stamps.com. These days, you can practically get everything on demand. And like our podcast, you can listen to us whenever you want. And it's very convenient. So why would you continue to go to the post office and dealing with those limited hours when you can get postage on demand at stamps.com? Anything that you can do at the post office, you can now do from your home computer and stamps.com. Buy, print, official United States postage for any letter package or whatever using your computer and printer. Very simple. And unlike the post office, stamps.com never closes. Very important, so you can get postage whenever you need it 24/7. So right now you can use Buzz for a special offer for a 4-week trial. It's a good amount of time to get used to it. Check it out. That includes postage and a digital scale. So don't wait. Go to stamps.com. And before you do anything else, click on the radio icon that you'll find on that page. It's a microphone at the top of the homepage. That's where you type in Buzz. That's stamps.com. Enter Buzz. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office.
Good, because I hate the post office. Never go again.
Yes. After the commercial.
Yeah, that's awesome.
After the commercial break of this and on the show, when PK was roaming the halls, getting ready for his close-up to come on the show, we learned that his name is Paul. We knew that anyway. he works in real estate, and he's an entrepreneur, classic house husband, an entrepreneur. What do you do? He felt that he was perhaps a little over-involved, and it was underappreciated.
Probably because of all the things he read on Twitter. If I saw all that.
It was funny because a lot of the comments from last week, and by the way, we had our highest viewing ever.
Thanks, guys. Thank you, guys.
Yes, but wonderful. It was kind of split. Like, I rethought it, and I'm like, you know what? Erica looked very uncomfortable. It really wasn't the place for a man because it's not fighting fair. They're doing it a different way. For a man to come into that, it was just...
And also, he's the man that's kind of like... It's not like he was, I mean, I don't want to be too dramatic with it, like he's a predator, but because he's not, it's not going to that level. But when you feel like you're a victim of something and you have that person come face to face with you, it's a lot.
It was too much. Mm-hmm.
It's a lot.
You're saying Erica was the victim in that position?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just trying to wrap my mind around it.
Not saying that he's the predator or anything and trying that. I won't go there.
It was
there.
A degree of, like, someone, a man is coming towards you with some information that you don't want to talk about.
It's like too much.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Pantygate was revisited. Erica says that she's uncomfortable and embarrassed by the whole thing. She was very uncomfortable in all those clips with the little screenshot in the bottom. She really was on edge, this whole first part at least. Mm-hmm. Rinna made a joke that she thought it was better to keep her legs closed since she wasn't wearing underwear.
Doing her job.
Yes. I like that.
I think that's funny.
A little tongue in cheek. Yes.
Well, she's staying in the scene.
Erica made a good point. She clarified that she never announced that she was not wearing underwear. She simply replied to a question. And PK said he only got a glance and he was not staring.
And never looked again.
Yeah, sure.
As a gentleman.
Excuse me.
Sure.
Yes. Lisa Vanderpump says Erica shouldn't have a problem with it, since she wears the C word around her neck and she's very, you know, open in her videos.
Oh, no. Lisa Vanderpump.
I'm so glad, though, that Erica said what she said. Like, this is not the same thing.
Good.
And don't even go there. Done.
And
she shut it down.
And now Lisa Vanderpump is being the friend of Dorit. I mean, why wasn't she doing it on the show?
It's just a little late.
Maybe she played it back and was like, damn, I didn't do enough. So, reunion, she's
comments,
like, this is
ours.
My friend.
Yeah, the comments.
Well, even Erica asked PK, why did you have to defend her? What was the purpose of all of that? And she said that he was a nasty person. And it's going to get more heated as this reunion unrolls.
He looked uncomfortable, though, for sure. And he looked older. Which Coke can do.
Oh, look at this one.
They brought it up at the end, so I'm just tying into the little ending there.
Chris, I have to say, you've become so much more candid in the course of this show.
Oh,
yes.
I think that's a good thing.
I mean, look at, I say too much. I think that is quite a thing to bring up. You know, I'm surprised.
Well, you got Lisa Ren over here.
I'm not an expert on cocaine, but I have heard if you get cocaine, like they carry in ambulances because it really does reduce pain if you're in a trauma situation. Pure cocaine is not such a bad thing. The problem with cocaine on the streets is they mix it with so much junk that it does age you. So people don't do cocaine if you don't want to look young. I mean, he looked older
tonight. Anything that races your heart will age you. So anything of that substance will.
A lot of bad stuff. Do, you know, check it out. But
I don't need to check it out.
Check it out.
Do your research. I'm just saying, if you guys are thinking of doing cocaine, don't, because it can age you like crazy, because they mix a lot of toxic stuff with it. So,
we got a wrap coming up, but I definitely want to go into some news and gossip real quick.
I was excited to check it out.
I can be more candid. Yeah,
I just want
to
talk about some news and gossip real quick and stuff in the news. Leven Style Magazine talks with Eric Jane, and she says, quote, "I need to make new music, and I'm excited about that. I have time now since we finished filming." Then it says, parentheses, "Dancing with the Stars." She's still on Dancing with the Stars.
Barely. Last night she was in the bottom two, Grant. Yeah. And the way that show works, of course, is sometimes it's not really the bottom two, and they say that in the show. It's just to pump up votes for the other person. But she was humiliated. You could see it in her face.
Well, she's still filming. Is right?
Dancing with the Stars, I think, should have said Beverly. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. What the hell happened with...
Maybe there was a printing issue.
Grant's going through an issue right now with his ink.
Your pen is leaking.
Oh my god, it is?
No, I'm just kidding.
It's all over me, and I just rubbed my eyes. Oh god, I'm so sorry, kids.
We only have 5 minutes. Okay,
and
go.
The race is on. So the quote continues. So so she says, "I have time now since we finished filming Dancing with the Stars." She means R-H-O-B-H, I'm assuming.
Shade.
"So I'm looking forward to writing new songs and getting out there and performing," she explained. "I look forward to making new music and having something to say. I don't know if I'm going to be bratty or sassy, but I know one thing: I'll never apologize and always be myself."
I love her.
Yes. She always says that, and that's great.
Yes.
Everyone's new favorite.
They're still going, though.
Always favorite.
Kim talked with E, and of course, we're going to see Kim coming up, giving her 2 cents of this reunion. While Kim tries to maintain a positive, drama-free lifestyle, this is on reading from the E! Website, she wanted to go to the reunion to clear the air once and for all. She says, "I feel like Lisa Rinna has made a mission out of talking so badly about me over these last few years." Kim said, "I've worked very hard to keep positive changes in my life, and now I'm a grandmother. For her to say and do the things that she's done is just so inappropriate, so wrong, and mean." Kim talks a lot about, Kim still talks with Brandy, an update on her, and is very proud of Yolanda, who we mentioned last year won Mother of the Year award for the Fashion Awards of Los Angeles. She says, "I'm so proud and happy and excited for her and her children, all of them."
Amazing.
Yes. And Lisa Rinna's daughter signed, Delilah just signed with IMG Models. So that's a big name also representing Yolanda.
They're doing it, man.
And we'll just tease with this. Eden, in an article, there's an article on Romper, and it talked about, will Eden return to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? And it's a bunch of questions like, will she, won't she? We don't know. Well, we're going to have to get to the bottom of this, because Eden is supposed to be coming in chatting with us in 2 weeks, right?
Yes, you asked me to contact her, Grant, and I did, and she is coming back. So, guys, she will be here for episode 3.
Come on back, Eden.
And by the way, I did talk with Eileen this weekend, and I asked her that question, "Are you coming back next season?" She said, "I don't know yet." And she added something. She says, "None of us know yet." So
it's early.
Eden wouldn't know. None of them would know. Mm. And you know, Lisa Vanderpump will wait till like the last second before she
tells us that she's coming back.
Or a week into
she better come back.
Right.
Yeah, I'm curious if with Eden, if it's like, oh, if I get the opportunity, I'm definitely going. Or if she's like, you know what, that's just not for me. I'm curious to know how she would come about it.
She doesn't want to go back, and then she wants to spill everything on our show.
She is.
So you guys got to watch.
She did say she is going deep, so Eden, we are so looking forward to you. But I think she does want to come back, and I think it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, so we have that to look forward to. She'll be here for part 3 of the reunion. But next week, you'll have all of us to talk more about all the madness going down in Beverly Hills. Where can we keep up with all of you?
Hey guys, Chris Valentine here. You can find me on Twitter, aka Golden Boy. You can find me on Instagram, and of course my website has all the social media links at Chris Valentine.
And leaks.
And leaks, yes.
Uh-oh.
I link it all there.
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Rulina. Please follow me everywhere on social media at Thomas Rulina. And I also do the Real Housewives of New York. You guys have been so nice to me in the comment boxes. I really appreciate it. Tune in tomorrow night.
Hey guys, I'm Jennifer Leone, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV.
And you guys can find me over on Twitter at Grants_Rants and on my podcast, Grants Rants Hollywood Talk. I talked about who I think should come back, who isn't coming back, and I talked a little about New York Housewives on this most recent episode, number 55. So check that out if you please. And we'll be back, like we said, with more. Kim, PK, Eden, they're all coming to talk. Yes. We're going to put our ears on over here.
Send off.
And we'll
send
be back. Off.
Playboy Mansion.
We'll be back next week, kids.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.